This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Veterans have supported freedom in this country, and we can all do our part to help support them in return. But when you're donating to a veteran or military charity, be sure your donations are going to one that's trustworthy. There are over 45,000 nonprofits serving veteran and military families. It's easy to confuse similar-sounding names. Research what a charity does to understand their specific programs. Be careful with phone appeals and watch out for excessive pressure. Ask how donated items will be used and how it will benefit veterans. When in doubt, look them up on Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau website, give.org. A supposed drowning may have turned out to have been a disappearing act instead. Stuart J. Wattles has the story.
The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office has announced that 45-year-old Ryan Borgwalt, a kayaker reported missing on August 12th, is now believed to have faked his own death. Investigators found out that Borgwalt got a second passport, cleared his digital footprint, and took out a big life insurance policy on the day of his disappearance. Investigators say they've also learned of Borgwalt's communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. The Green Lake County Sheriff says due to their investigation, they're sure Ryan is not in that lake. Authorities are urging Borgwalt to return to his family, noting that he may face restitution charges for the extensive search efforts.
The next Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver series happens today in Marshfield. It will focus on youth mental health trends. The presentation is today, November 12th, at the Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m., Nikki Lucht from the Wood County Health Department and Joanne Greenlee from the Marshfield School District will present the results of the 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Survey and discuss community-wide interventions and prevention efforts. When disaster strikes the community, are you able to help? If the answer is yes, then you'll want to attend this training on Wednesday. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding Volunteer Reception Center training tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids.
A volunteer reception center is basically a place where spontaneous volunteers can report if they want to help out, and then we'll basically train them and assign them and direct them where to go in collaboration with emergency management, Wood County Emergency Management.
That's Ben Eberline, Community Engagement Director for United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. He said this twice annual training prepares volunteers to operate the VRC, or Volunteer Reception Center, if a disaster were to happen.
Event of that disaster, they have a central location where they can come and be background checked and receive some safety training and specific volunteer roles. And then, so before they go out into the community to help with whatever this disaster might be, whatever the volunteer needs are, we can make sure that they are going to the right place, that we have the right people in those places and doing jobs that are suited to their skills and their abilities.
The training is November 13th from 5 to 7 at McMillan Library. If you have questions or you want to register, you can contact Ben Eberline at 715-421-0390. The next Ruby's Pantry food distribution is this Saturday. It's from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a drive-through only event. Food bundles are $25 cash and approximately 70 pounds of food. You'll want to line up early. If they're ready early, they'll start early. Pollsters were close this election season. Here's Stuart J. Wattles with the story.
They didn't miss it by much. Those that run the Marquette Law School poll are reporting a margin of error of 1.9 points for the 2024 presidential race. The pollsters were closer in the Senate race, off 1.1 point. A statement says the performance is consistent with the poll's long-term average error of 2 points.
Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments on Wisconsin's abortion law. It was put into effect in 1849 and outlaws feticide. When Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, Wisconsin effectively reverted back to that law. But last year, a Dane County judge ruled based on that wording that only applied to feticide, meaning when someone hurts the mother and a fetus dies. That judge said it does not apply to consensual abortion. That ruling made Planned Parenthood staff resume abortion care in some Wisconsin locations. Attorney General Josh Call said that's the ruling medical providers are operating under right now, and he wants further guidance from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. With the cold weather coming, be sure your furnace is ready to keep you safe and warm this winter. Oil and gas furnaces should be inspected every year. Change your furnace filters regularly and install carbon monoxide detectors. Remember that carbon monoxide can't be seen and you can't smell it. Making sure your carbon monoxide detectors are functioning properly could save your life. The Lincoln High School Theater Department presents 12 Angry Jurors this weekend. Shows are November 15th and 16th at 7:30 and on Sunday at 2 at the PAC in Wisconsin Rapids. The Port Edwards Fire Department is joining forces with the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department and Saratoga First Responders to help area families this coming holiday season. They're putting together Christmas dinner baskets for families in need. If you know of someone who could use a holiday meal basket, you can reach out to any of the organizations involved and let them know. If you'd like to donate, you can drop off cash donations at Wisconsin Rapids Fire Station 1 before December 1st. Have you ever heard of Cuckoo Ras? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining, and then you head down the street, and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. CocoRAS is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998, and now NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded, data is then displayed, and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
I mean, you want to win games, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out and, you know, we had control of the game. You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will. But it's not one night. We had a one tonight. We still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. So that's difficult when your plan kind of falls into place and those guys recognize it and then you're not able to finish the plan and execute the plan. We know that. But that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.